Say, Lord Jesus, I have ears that hear.
Lord Jesus, I have ears that hear.
I have a heart that perceives.
I have a heart that perceives.
That this truth is for me.
That this truth is for me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Let me hear what your Spirit is speaking.
Let me hear what your Spirit is speaking.
For this wonderful new season.
For this wonderful new season.
That you have created.
That you have created.
At this season.
At this season.
To awaken me.
To awaken me.
That the Father's plan.
That the Father's plan.
He will tabernacle amongst us.
He will tabernacle amongst us.
For we welcome him.
For we welcome him.
We welcome Holy Spirit.
We welcome Holy Spirit.
And we welcome our Savior Jesus Christ.
And we welcome our Savior Jesus Christ.
The firstborn from the dead.
The firstborn from the dead.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we're being born from the dead.
And we're being born from the dead.
We were dead.
We were dead.
We are coming alive.
We're coming alive.
For this feast.
For this feast.
Is to be celebrated.
Is to be celebrated.
In a booth.
In a booth.
And we're in a booth, Lord.
And we're in a booth, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We see the fruit, Lord.
We see the fruit, Lord.
And you look at us.
And you look at us.
And you're inspecting us.
And you're inspecting us.
To see if we have borne fruit.
To see if we have borne fruit.
Fruit by faith.
Fruit by faith.
Coming out of the old patterns.
Coming out of the old patterns.
Coming into the new life.
Coming into the new life.
That's your plan for us.
That's your plan for us.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If you want to take a chance to bring our young lady in, I don't know if anyone else has joined her, but I want to just make sure that we give the Lord the opportunity to speak about his feast. As you have come out of the times of atonement, the Lord wants us to celebrate in Leviticus chapter 23. And you may have read it already, but I want to spread the news a little bit more, okay? The Lord said to Moses, "Say to the Israelites, on the 15th day of the 7th month, the Lord's Feast of Tabernacles." Say, it's the Lord's Feast of Tabernacles.
It's the Lord's Feast of Tabernacles.
And it begins. And it lasts. For 7 days. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then. The first day of the sacred assembly.
The first day of the sacred assembly.
Do no regular work. For 7 days. Present offerings. Made to the Lord by fire. Ponder on that a moment. An offering to the Lord by fire. And on the 8th day, hold a sacred assembly and present an offering made to the Lord by fire. I stress to you, this year, we are going to actually celebrate that day, which we've never done before. Because Susan and Patrick will be ministering on Saturday night, which is the beginning of the 8th day, and we will celebrate it Sunday morning for its closing sessions. I've never been pressed to celebrate that 8th day, but it needs to be known what it is. It is the closing assembly, do no regular work. These are the Lord's appointed feasts, thank you, which you are to proclaim as sacred assemblies for bringing offerings made to the Lord by fire. The burnt offerings and the grain offerings, sacrifices, and drink offerings required for each day. So my recommendation is to look at a pattern that you don't like, that you see is ungodly in your lifestyle, or in your reactions to people, or your reactions to the Lord's demands, or what he asks you to do. And when you know that this is something offensive and that you don't like, just imagine what God thinks of it. Put it on the altar and present it before him and let the fire angels come and burn it up. That is your commission. Each day, if you have more than one item, that's going to be up to you. But each day, whatever is unpleasant that you know about yourself, that is ungodly and does not fit the lifestyle of a believer, then by grace and by favor, he will burn it up. Now, this pattern for the Israelites was a natural one. We do it by faith. That's what Christ is calling us to do. These offerings are in addition to those for the Lord's Sabbath, and in addition to your gifts and whatever you have vowed, and all the freewill offerings you give to the Lord. So beginning with the 15th day of the seventh month, which is now, after you have gathered the crops of the land, celebrate the festival to the Lord for 7 days. The first day is a day of rest. Catch it. And the eighth day also is a day of rest. And for us, it happens to be the Sabbath, which is cool. On the first day, you are to take choice fruits from the trees and palm fronds, leafy branches and poplars, and rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. Celebrate this as a festival to the to the Lord, not to the Jew, not to the church, not to your favorite group, but to the Lord for 7 days each year. 7 days each year. This is to be a lasting ordinance. Oh, what's a lasting ordinance? For this is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. Celebrate it for in the seventh month. Here's the instructions. Live in booths for 7 days. All native-born Israelites are to live in booths, so your descendants will know that I had the Israelites live in booths when I brought them out of Egypt. Are you and I coming out of Egypt? Yes, we are. I am the Lord your God. So Moses announced to the Israelites the appointed feasts of the Lord. You say, well, maybe it's ritualistic. Well, I've been celebrating this feast since 1988, and I've never seen two the same. Never seen one duplicate another. And what he did is he gave me a vision this past week of what you see. And I kept crying out to the Lord, how is this going to work? And all he kept saying is, trust me. Well, the final clinch came this morning. I was checking my emails, and all of a sudden, there was a picture on one of the websites of a booth prepared in Israel. And it was with the curtains. And I said, okay, God, I give up. I give up! I guess we're going to iron today. So I am all ready. I get everything ready. I left my house at 11. And I get here and there's no ironing board cover. The ironing board is here. The iron is here. No cover. I said, well, there's Walmart across the street. So I had to go shopping at the beginning of my day. And I rejoiced. I did not get upset. I didn't cry out. I didn't sing a song. I said, Lord, this is part of what you want done. And it reminded me of John chapter 14. Now, if you want to know about Jesus going to the feast, you can check John chapter 7. And that I'm going to let you do on your own. Because, you know, he went to the feast every year. And he said, follow me. Follow what I did year after year after year for 33 years. Get a clue. He gave an example what to do and when to do it. Oh, my God, you guys are sleeping. Come on, say he gave me an example.
He gave me an example.
Of what to do and when to do it.
Of what to do and when to do it.
This is his Father's celebration.
This is his Father's celebration.
And it's my Father's celebration.
And it's my Father's celebration.
And I'm going to do what he says to do.
And I'm going to do what he says to do.
And I don't care what anybody says.
And I don't care what anybody says.
Because he's planning a benefit for me. What kind of a benefit do you think he's planning? How many have a list of goodies? Of God, would you do this for me? That's my list of goodies. Do you think he sees your heart?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But the first priority from what you just heard is that he wants to burn the garbage.
Yeah.
And this afternoon, as I was praying and putting this together and asking God for grace, and I didn't know how it was all going to work, and bottom line, it worked. Then I had to take the altar down because we couldn't have two altars. We only had one. I said, Lord, what do you want? So he told me what to do. And then, of course, you had found those beautiful urns. And if you notice, it's all wheat, no tares. Oh, just before you come in, those tares are going to be coming in down the road. I don't know which day, but the tares are to be burned. The wheat is going to be coming in because this is his tabernacle. This is his little place to love us to pieces. Okay? It's like when we were kids and we gathered all the chairs in the living room, turned them backwards and forwards, put blankets on top, and we had our own little house.
Yeah.
We still How many of you ever played with that when you were a kid?
Mm-hmm.
All right, my three great-grandchildren, I mean, they'll make a mess out of the whole family room. With three blankets, they have more fun than anything else. Why? Because they're doing something to please and have their own little corner. Now close your eyes. Put your right hand over your heart and say, this is my little corner.
This is my little corner.
That God prepared for me.
For this Feast of Tabernacles.
I'm making room in here. To get rid of the old. In the days that are coming. As you declare what you want removed. And then a clear pattern to confirm it. So I can put it on the altar of the Lord. And let the fire come. Yes, Lord, we need the fire angel. I'm letting you know, Lord. We need the fire angel. The fire angel come.
Come tonight.
We're ready for you. We've got a lot of stuff to burn up. And as we lay it on the altar, then we'll wash our hands.
And be free.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. You're starting a work in us. On the first day of tabernacles. And you're not going to quit. Until we get to number eight. Which is a new beginning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I give you praise.
I give you glory.
And I thank you.
For the purpose.
That you created me. And yes, you allowed darkness. And it moved in when I didn't know any better. I responded to it because I needed relief. And I believed the lies.
Because the discernment wasn't there.
But then the Holy Ghost came.
And he started to point his finger.
finger.
See that little habit?
See that little habit?
See that rejection?
See that reaction?
Did you see the anger come out of your mouth?
Did you see the anger come out of your mouth?
Did you see how you judged and condemned?
Did you see how you judged and condemned?
See how you found fault?
See how you found fault?
Take a deep breath. Let it go. Say, Lord Jesus, I found fault with a lot of things.
Lord Jesus, I found fault with a lot of things and a lot of people.
And a lot of faults in me.
And a lot of faults in me.
But I never forgave me. To the level I need to do.
To the level I need to do.
For the house cleaning that God wants to do. While I'm sitting in guilt and condemnation. He'll leave me alone. His spirit will pull back. But when I start to declare what my Savior did for me on the cross. The completed work was done on Calvary. So there's no excuse.
To keep blaming me.
It says in Romans 7. The sin nature that operates in my flesh.
It's gotta go.
A lot of the old
is connected to that.
And I'm grateful. For the blood of Jesus.
That washes my heart clean tonight.
This is the first day.
For house cleaning, Lord.
Hallelujah. And you're not going to quit.
Until everything is well done.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. Glory to you.